And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, joining us now, Travis Hoffman. He is the Extension Sheep Specialist with North Dakota State University, NDSU, and the University of Minnesota. And Travis, thanks for being with us here today. As we think about this snow and cold snap and winter weather that's moving into the upper Midwest and northern plains here over the next couple of days, everyone's been thinking spring. Well, that is changing in a big way, and we got to think about protecting our livestock when we get a quick turn in the weather like this. So just for starters, give us some tips and thoughts and some reminders that folks need to think about here to protect their livestock during this winter weather.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. And so I'm going to try to at least mold the conversation initially around the beef cow producer. And that beef cow producer, if we kind of think about it, is simply access to adequate nutrition, water, right, as you said, and also bedding. And so I'm going to tackle those as well. And so even when we think about it, at least here in the northern plains, we've had a little bit more open winter than what we had initially planned or what last year gave to us. But I would like to say that particularly as we have this, we've had some of those feed or hay bales up close or accessible. And that's not new information, as we're obviously farther along into the winter and spring. But if there are some of the moderate quality or higher quality hays that you have available, those are better for the animals because it increases that amount in the total digestible nutrients that you can have. And so it just helps the cow utilize that nutrition just a little bit better. It's going to be access to waters and making sure that the waters aren't froze up as well, or if you need to break some ice, if they're still out on pasture, whatever that may be. But that's not new information either. The difference is that now as we push into March, we have more challenges in relation to calving. I know that I grew up in South Dakota, and we're calving at least initially with some heifers right now before we kind of switch to the cows. But when you think of that, the thing that I would keep into consideration, first off from that cow and then hopefully that baby calf, is going to be having some bedding out there. And so put an extra straw bale or an extra corn stalk bale, just so that there's a little bit drier spot for us when we're thinking about the calving time, at least initially.
Well, what about thinking about some of our other livestock out there? Obviously, our cattle folks and calving season, you mentioned that. Got to worry about that. Any other tips on some of the other different livestock that are out there that we need to think about as well? Or some of the same kind of apply if you're thinking about, the beef cow producer versus another, producer, so to speak?
Absolutely. Thanks for diversifying the topic there, Jesse. And so I'll go task next to sheep. And, most of the, even from swine or your dairy operations, or even as we were talking about poultry, a lot of the times you have shelter in place for them, and so they're not as extensively managed as the beef cow. But I'll talk about sheep and goats because they're kind of in the middle as our small ruminants there, because they may be out on pasture and yet you may have access to them. I know a lot of the producers that I work with, as we identify that we have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 day snowstorm coming, it seems like there's a little bit of apprehension in terms of decision making on our weather. But knowing what we have access to is, again, the feedstuffs that we have available. So if we have some either, large rounds or large squares, or even if we're feeding small squares, but most of the time our sheep and or goat producers will have a shelter for those. Don't feel as though it's a bad thing to just, when we know this one's coming, to put those in the barn and provide water and provide feed for them, and they'll be just fine in there for a day, 2 days, 3 days. And in fact, you'd have a lot more fun of knowing that they were in the barn and safe, and they don't take up as much room, right? And so when you have a large, extensive cattle operation and you have 100, 200, 500 cows, they're not all going to fit in the barn, and so that's not our option. But a lot of those other species are a little bit smaller. Know that you have shelter available, because at least in this area, you certainly probably do and have made that decision. And, a lot of people on the sheep and goats are either lambing or kidding right now. And keeping those young animals warm is one of those first things. And so I'll transition a little bit there to some of the young calf and lamb and kid health as well. But just the big picture of providing that shelter, Jesse.
Yeah, and that's very, very important. There's so many things that kind of go into that, whatever species we're talking about, right, Travis?
Yeah, and so when we think about it, and again, I'm kind of lumping those together, but of either calves or lambs or kids, but a couple things are really important. And so of keeping those animals, and I'll just you know, talk about the calf first, because that's what most of our producers are, is the keeping them warm and dry as early as you can. And so that's not new information from us from a husbandry and livestock stewardship standpoint, because we want to be there. And if there's problems with a heifer or cow calving, to get that calf out and allow that maternal bond with the mom and the baby, but then bring them both in if you can. And if it's tougher, a lot of places will have a hot box or a warm box, all right, with the heater in it to get the animal back up to a warmer temperature. And then, you know, one of the things is that on all of the species is that colostrum is really important, okay? And so if we can get colostrum, we really need to get the colostrum from either mom or a replacement quality colostrum that we may have in the freezer that we can thaw out, not with the microwave, okay? Don't hurt our immunoglobulins, but get the colostrum in those animals, because that needs to happen within hopefully the first 6 hours. And we want those animals to get warm and then provide the colostrum so that they can be healthy and happy as they continue along their lives.
Well, good thoughts, Travis. Anything final you would want to share with us or reiterate to folks listening in as they think about protecting their livestock and more during a cold snap?
Thanks. You know, we talked about the cow. We talked, or, you know, talked about the baby animals and then how to treat them. The last thing that I'd like to add, Jesse, is be careful yourself, and also be careful with your neighbors. If you're out there and going out to work at 7 in the morning or 8 to go check those or whatever it may be, earlier or later, identify with someone or have teammates to make sure that you know that you're not missing and that we can be accountable to everyone. And so check on each other, have your family know where you're going and what the story is if the weather gets really bad, because that's really, really important as well as we think about it from animal safety and well-being, but also human safety and well-being as well. So it takes strong people. It takes resilience to be in the world of agriculture, but I'm sure excited to do it. And when we get past this winter storm and into actual spring, there'll be bigger smiles on all of our faces when we see those calves, sheep, and goats out on green pastures.
Good thoughts there, Travis Hoffman with NDSU and University of Minnesota Extension on American Ag Today. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.